The Senate Finance Committee announced a billionaire income tax responding to problems with the U.S. economy, specifically how billionaires aren't paying their fair share while the economy is burdened with increasing problems. Earlier this year, a Republican majority in Congress passed the Big Beautiful Bill, lauded with tax cuts for the rich. More recently, reports from the U.S. Department of Labor showed low numbers for job creation. This combined with Trump's erratic economic policies, including unpredictable tariffs, have created so much uncertainty that businesses are reluctant to hire. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits for the week ending September 6th rose by 27,000 to 263,000, the Labor Department reported Thursday. That's the most applications since October of 2021, and the biggest week-to-week increase in almost a year. Democrat Ron Wyden says the current economic situation is unfair to the country.
Billionaires, or close to it, are executing a regressive punishment economic agenda that's hitting millions of Americans like a wrecking ball. They gave another massive set of tax breaks to corporations and the wealthy. And meanwhile, the Trump tariffs are a multi-trillion dollar tax hike on consumers and businesses in our country. Unemployment is up, growth is down, jobs are stagnating. The country needs a new economic approach.
Kristen Crowell, director of Fair Share America, says people around the country are sick of the economy working against them.
I just spent the last 10 weeks on a bus tour traveling this country from Alaska to Arizona, standing in front of rooms of hundreds and thousands of people, the American public, that is fed up about the big ugly law and the consequences on their pocketbooks and their finances, all at expense of giving the rich and corporations more of our hard-earned tax dollars. People of all different backgrounds, Democrats, Republicans, independents, know that this game is rigged. And they know that it's rigged against them and in favor of the ultra-rich.
Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse describes the kind of grip the ultra-wealthy has over the country's economy.
Creepy billionaires who have figured out that for a relatively small sum against their great wealth, they can pull the strings in Congress. They have discovered that they can make back through free-to-pollute climate policies and through a corrupted tax code more than they spent to corrupt Congress in the first place. The looting and the polluting of our country has now become an epidemic of its own.
President Donald Trump has exulted in the attention from some of the world's most successful business people, while the companies are eager to remain on the good side of the mercurial president. Earlier this month, President Donald Trump hosted tech executives at the White House, showcasing AI research and investments. This event highlighted major financial commitments from companies like Meta, Apple, and Google. It was the latest example of a delicate two-way courtship between Trump and tech leaders, several of whom attended his inauguration. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.